We forget that State Representative Mark Meadows, prior to being the mayor of East Lansing, prior to being the state representative, has a law background. And I don't know why, but he is throwing his hat into the ring for the East Lansing District Court. Seems like a big, big job ahead, but Mark wants to dive into it, and we've got him on the other end of our line. Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing great. Why in the world you want to do this?
The district court is the court that most people have contact with, if they're ever going to have a court, thank goodness. And I thought that it was a wise move to try for it. David Jordan, who's been a great judge in East Lansing, decided that he wasn't going to run. It became available. It was something that I had looked at for many years, like you said. You know, my real background is in the law. I was assistant attorney general for 27 years, and I thought it was a natural move for me.
What's the biggest challenge there?
You know, I think the biggest challenge is to maintain, a good relationship and a judicious way of dealing with the sort of unusual part of the cases that come into the East Lansing District Court. We have a major university, as you know, that lies within the borders of the city of East Lansing. So a lot of our cases involve young people. And so it is, it's important that someone who's empathetic to some of the things that happen when you're a hardworking student and maybe you cross the line a little bit, it's important to have someone there who understands.
Mark, you're going to be part of a press conference today at 1 o'clock, and you're going to be talking about repealing the senior tax. Talk about this.
Sure. We've been confronted with, a $1.4 billion tax increase in the state of Michigan, and a major portion of that is a tax on our senior citizens and their pensions. So we've proposed to repeal that portion of the tax increase and look at ways that we can also provide some tax relief to not only seniors, but also to low-income individuals in the state of Michigan. We're going to talk a little bit about that. At the Hanna Community Center at 1 o'clock today, that's where we house the East Lansing Senior Program, and we thought it was an appropriate venue for it.
But, Mark, that's a topic that people always talk about, but I never hear details. We're going to look at other areas to find funding for these programs. Where else can the state of Michigan find money?
Well, basically this incredible tax increase on Michigan's middle class took place because of the unprecedented reduction in taxes that took place for businesses in the state of Michigan. When people talk about where will we find the money, the question really is, should we have phased this in differently? Should we have looked at different ways of providing tax relief for businesses at the same time that we didn't burden the rest of the population in supporting and paying for that tax? So, I believe there are places to find $300 million, and in fact, we have a recovering economy at this point in time. We have additional money coming in, and we'd like to see that money utilized not only for supporting public education, but also to eliminate this unprecedented tax on our senior citizens.
All right, we have more money coming in. I can understand where that's coming from, but where else can we find funding that we don't already have with without burdening business?
I don't think I'm going to disagree with your premise, Tony, because I've got to tell you that I think that the recovering economy is going to, essentially raise all ships. In fact, I think that we need to put an additional tax in other areas of our economy. I think that we can utilize this surplus that seems to be flowing through the doors here to eliminate taxes on our senior citizens and treat this as a one-time thing that occurs. Every one of our seniors has seen their pension tax be reduced this year. Their pension be reduced this year and have less money to spend in our economy. So there's a benefit from eliminating this tax because seniors don't necessarily save money. They spend it, and they spend it here in Michigan, and we need people doing it.
All right. Where else? You talked about the economy recovering, and we're going to get funding from there. Will that be enough to take care of all the items we need to spend money on?
Yeah, I think actually, you know, if we look at ourselves as sort of sitting at the status quo, if we look at it as these are the services we're providing, you know, we need a little bit of money every year because of inflation to pay for these services and make sure they're continuing in the state of Michigan. The amount of money that is being predicted at this point in time, assuming that the January revenue estimating conference was accurate and that will be continued in May, there is enough money that is essentially a surplus as we come through this budget year that can be utilized to eliminate this unfair tax on.
Yeah, it seems like that is always a challenge, too, when we hear from folks in the governor's administration as well as Republicans. We've got more money coming in. Why do we have to spend it? Why do we have to think of other programs, new programs? Why can't we put some of this money away or invest it?
Well, we could put money away. We could, maintain a rainy day fund, and I think that's a wise way of proceeding. But essentially, what you're saying is exactly what I'm saying, is why not give this money back to the people? And we're saying give it back to the seniors who have supported this state year after year after year.
Mark Meadows, he's wants to be a local judge. We're going to be talking more about that campaign as we get into the summertime. Mark, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
State Representative Mark Meadows on the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS.